I'm David Halab, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller who explained that following his injury in a car crash, he was treated at the VA because he had the right to care as a veteran. He wanted to know if he sued the driver who caused the crash, whether the VA would demand reimbursement. He heard from other veterans that this could happen. We explained that yes, the Department of Veteran Affairs may assert a subrogation lien against a personal injury claim and often does so. Subrogation is the legal right of an insurance company, after paying a claim, to pursue a third party who is legally liable for the loss to recover the amount they paid out. It allows the insurer to step into the policyholder's shoes to seek reimbursement from the at-fault party. Both federal and Indiana law provide a framework for subrogation claims and liens arising from the payment of medical expenses, which govern the VA's right to make a claim. The VA's published subrogation guidelines and federal statutes describe that the VA may assert a subrogation claim against a personal injury case. We assured the caller, however, that typically the VA will work collaboratively with the veteran's legal counsel to protect the VA claim, but not prevent the veteran from recovering compensation in the personal injury case. Although the VA can seek reimbursement for the reasonable value of care and treatment provided to a veteran if an accident or injury results in additional care for service-connected disability, the VA rarely attempts to interfere in the underlying injury lawsuit. It's important to note that the VA's right to subrogation is not absolute. For instance, under the Camp Lejeune Justice Act, the VA is statutorily prohibited from asserting a subrogation claim in a case proceeding under the Act. Moreover, Indiana law provides that if a subrogation claim or lien arises from the payment of medical expenses or other benefits, the lien or claim must be diminished in proportion to the claimant's recovery if the recovery is reduced due to comparative fault or other factors such as limited liability insurance. While some federal subrogation claims, like those of Medicare, are not subject to being reduced under Indiana law, there may be a path to argue for the reduction of a VA subrogation claim. Nothing is certain, however. Keep in mind that most personal injury attorneys will seek to obtain a reduction of a VA-based subrogation claim to the extent that the law permits. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidhalablaw.com. And while there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.